Town of Union begins demolition of flood-damaged homes. As municipalities across the southern tier are still working on recovery efforts from flooding back in 2011, on Wednesday it was the Town of Union moving forward by starting the demolition of flood-damaged homes. Crews began tearing down the homes in the area of Endwell Street. According to town officials, about 36 properties in the Westover area are being torn down, 19 of which are on Endwell Street. 11 properties in the 5th Street area are expected to be rezoned and redeveloped. There are still 37 properties in Union that the town is waiting to buy out. New York overbilled Medicaid by $320 million. A federal report shows that the state of New York overcharged the federal government $320 million for Medicaid services back in 2010. The report by the Health and Human Services Department Inspector General focused on cost of rehabilitation services. Residents operated by the state billed the federal government at twice the rate that they should have been billing. The report comes after discovering last year that New York State had overcharged the federal Medicaid program by $701 million in 2009. Both reports found that state officials had billed the federal government for services using formulas not based on actual costs, leading to the inflated bills. Officials for the state health department say they have taken action to address the issue raised in the audit. Citizens Preparedness Training set for this weekend. Local leaders have announced a Citizen Preparedness Training program to be held this weekend at Binghamton University. Governor Andrew Cuomo, State Senator Thomas Libous, Assemblywoman Donna Laporto, and Broome County Executive Debbie Preston announced the event will be held at the BU Event Center starting at 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Any participants must register for the program and can do so by visiting www.tomlibous.com or www.nyprepare.gov. DWI crackdown to coincide with St. Patrick's weekend. With St. Patrick's Day weekend on its way, New York has announced a statewide Stop DWI crackdown that will start Friday and end on Tuesday. New York State Police, county sheriffs, and municipal law enforcement agencies will work together to coordinate the effort to reduce the number of alcohol-related injuries or deaths during what figures to be a busy weekend. St. Patrick's Day weekend is one of many times of the year that sees the statewide crackdown, along with Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day weekend, and the national holiday season in December. Afton woman leaves infants too close to burning stove. A 21-year-old Chenango County woman was arrested after leaving two infants too close to a burning wood stove, police said. Jessica Levesque of Afton, New York, was charged last week with two misdemeanor counts of endangering the welfare of a child, Chenango County Sheriff's deputy said. When the sheriff's deputies responded to an Afton, New York residence March 6 to find the owner of dogs that were reported loose, a child could be heard crying from inside the house, police said. The deputy entered the house to check on the child's welfare and found a wood stove that had still burning pieces of wood hanging out within 2 feet of two infants, police said. The stove did not have an adequate door to contain the fire, police said also. Levesque, who was in the residence at the time, was charged and issued a ticket to appear in the Afton Town Court, police said. The sheriff's office was assisted by Afton Village Police, State Police, and the Afton Town Dog Control Officer.